Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today, and joining us once again from Taos Village in East Taos, Bonnie Hartley and Sandy Worley. How are you guys today?
Good, thanks.
Good. I'll bet it's been a whirlwind. What it has been a few weeks since we've had you in, as you lead up to the 7th annual Art Prize, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we were talking before we went on. You guys got a lot of stuff all piled up there now, don't you?
We do. We've had a lot of good artwork coming in, 3D and paintings and all kinds of just really awesome stuff.
We have some very talented people from around the area, and they're all going to be a part of this. So now we're going to talk. Last time we had you in, we talked about, collecting. This time we're going to talk about people voting, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when do they get to do that? What are the dates for the art prize in terms of coming in to see the work?
Well, we'll open up on Sunday, March 4th, and it's March 4th through the 7th from 2 o'clock till 7 p.m.
All right, so we're talking this Sunday already it opens up.
This Sunday, that's
Ooh,
right.
Man, you guys got some work to do to get all that together then, don't you?
We sure do.
Now, tell us about the different categories. You mentioned a couple of things. What do you got involved with this?
We've got painting, photography, and 3D.
Okay. Now, what is 3D? Is that like sculpting and things like that?
Oh, we've had people bring in wood carvings.
I see. Okay.
And over the weekend, we had this really neat stump come in with painting
wow.
and all kinds of stuff on it. So it's just really unique stuff.
I was just going to say, you're going to see some unique things for sure during those 4 days. People can come in every day and vote, can't they?
Yes.
Every day. So you can vote, not like a regular election where you only get to vote once. You can vote, up to four times in this?
That's right. You can come in every day, look around, vote, have a cookie, and something to drink.
There you go. Exactly. We'll talk about that. But your vote counts because there's some great prize money here. Let's talk about the categories and the prize money on this.
Yeah, we do. We have $800 in prize money that we give out. For 6 and under, it's $25 in each category, 7 through 12, the same.
Mm-hmm.
13 to 18, $225 total, so that's $75 per
wow,
category.
Nice.
And then for adults, it's $100, and our best of show, $125.
Wow. So, yeah, when you vote, you're deciding a lot. That's for sure. Now, also when you come in, you mentioned, some refreshments, but they can come on in and make a donation. I think that's where you step in, isn't it, Bonnie, to talk about the backpack program?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone that is at the Art Prize that would like to, they can donate to the Taos Food Backpack Program and support our children in need.
Yeah. Now, that backpack program works out. That's for weekends and things like that?
When the students go home Friday night, the ones that receive the food, it goes with them for over the weekend. And then they have it, and it's quite wonderful.
It is. It's a great program for kids who might not have any other way of getting some food. It's a great way to go. So make that donation and grab some refreshments. Now, are you guys supplying the refreshments from Taos Village? Are you guys got the stuff?
No, we actually have some people making donations. We have the Quota Club that's going to be doing some baking for us.
All right.
Also, Kleenos will be donating, Heartland, Compassus, and Reverence.
Oh, very nice. So March 4th through the 7th, come on in, grab a refreshment, make a donation to the backpack program, and vote. Every day you can vote March 4th through the 7th. And when do you do the announcements? Is that the next day?
On the 8th.
Yeah,
yes.
I figured that would have been on the 8th, yes. I believe that'll be Thursday, March 8th is when you'll announce who the winners are. And I know every year people look forward to hearing who those winners are going to be because it's a big deal around here. You guys have made this thing huge at Taos Village. It has become one of the annual events people look forward to, isn't it?
It is huge. It's just getting bigger and bigger and better every year. And thank you, everyone, for bringing in your artwork and come and vote.
Yes, exactly. Come and vote. Now, if they want more information about coming in and voting and the like, where would they get more info?
They can call us at Taos Village. The number is 362-8420.
That's right. And where's Taos Village located in East Taos?
We are on North Taos
Lake Road,
910. You'll see the sign.
Very good. Taos Village 7th Annual Art Prize. Yes.
I'd like to mention that we have a big thanks to our City of East Tawas. They loan us a lattice board that our art, the actual paintings and the photography sure. can be displayed on. Because it's a big community event, they let us do that each year. And the Tawas Bay Art Gallery, the artists from there, they are the ones that come in, and they really help us because there's a certain way to hang some of them,
right.
and we want to make sure that everything's hung correct. And if we have a question on any of it, they're right there to guide us. So a big thanks to both of them.
Indeed. Just one more thing. No, there's no cost to vote. You're welcome to come on in. This is a free event, isn't it?
Free event.
That's right. I want to make sure we do that. Tawas Village 7th Annual Art Prize. Voting starts this Sunday and runs through Wednesday, 2 till 7 each of those days. And then the announcement will be made Thursday on March the 8th. And Bonnie Hartley, Sandy Worley from Tawas Village, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.